I'm Glenn Ojard from News in the North, and I'd like to thank you for coming along on this internet-only deep dive. This time around, we talk about the Juno Dance Theater's auditions for their upcoming show, Juno's Got Talent. Among the hopefuls of all ages were singers, dancers, a clown, a comedian, and slam poet Ben Miller. In the hallway outside the dance studio, Mr. Miller gave me a sample of his work.
Insecurity is the basis of my artistry, and yet people insist on my artistic mastery, so I guess I'm the master of my own anxiety. I'm alone and I'm scared and I don't know anything. I guess I turned out okay. In spite of everything, I'm slowly finding my way. I'm discovering my place in this world with a bus pass, walking home on the bike path, writing screenplays when I skip class. I'm staying out past curfew, on a corner waiting for a spaceborne rescue. My need to outdo will be my undoing, overdoing romantic pursuing, refusing to acknowledge my emotional bruising. Something we don't know draws us everywhere, and if you've ever wondered your place on Earth, evidently it's right here. Listen to the people there. This is their history that you get to hear. Their loves and their losses. Suddenly worthy causes. Suddenly empty closets. Paradoxes, prophets, and promises, and I promise this. If you know that better cannot be measured and still endeavor with effort to never be taken for lesser, then your place on Earth will be here forever.
The judges present were Jocelyn Miles, No Attack Post, Catherine Fowle, and Alicia Fallberg. And in many cases, though this reporter was no judge, the singers were talented enough to elicit goosebumps and tears on two occasions. The following is the auditions that translated well to audio. I will also include video on our website at KINYRadio.com for a dancer, the comedian, and the clown. Here is the audition of Miss Heather Mitchell. And up next, we got Lydia Rail. Thank you. And next up, we've got Sienna Paddock. And up next, we have Sarau Tweekalow. And up next, we got Catherine Pashagian.
Oh,
Next up, we got Abigail Cordero, who had a little bit of trouble remembering the lines, but she was able to belt out the chorus just fine. And then we got Genevieve Wiley. And last of the audio tracks, we got Bradley Johnson.
Oh!
I want to thank the Juno Dance Theater for letting me come out and record, and I want to thank you too for coming along on this internet-only deep dive. I hope to see you all at the Jack on Saturday, April 7th of 2018, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. for the live show of Juno's Got Talent. My name's Glenn Ojard from News of the North, free to see every story every day at KINYRadio.com.